Here's your KND by WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, mainly cloudy early today, then increasing sun, high near 52. Tonight's clear to partly cloudy, low near 32, high of 49 on Wednesday, occasional sun. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, low near 25. Thursday, sunny, high of 32. On Friday, we'll have occasional sun, warmer, with a high of 42 degrees. Right now, 43.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report out shows which states stand to lose the most when it comes to withdrawing from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Farmers for Free Trade, a self-described bipartisan grassroots campaign working to rebuild the support for trade, says the report outlines the specific threats the states most dependent on NAFTA ag trade with Mexico would face if America withdraws from the PAC. The campaign says the states included in the report would suffer from fewer products sold and declining profits during an already down farm economy. The states included in the report are Missouri, New Mexico, South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Minnesota. Now, of those, the report says Missouri exports 51% of its ag exports to Mexico, while the number 10 state, Minnesota, sends 24% of its ag exports to Mexico. You can find the report online at farmersforfreetrade.com and examine specific commodities to each state and how the NAFTA withdrawal would impact those exports. Well, guess what? Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania said earlier this week that the U.S. biofuel policy must be fixed. He's referring to the renewable fuel standard as the primary cause for the Pennsylvania refiner filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In a statement, Toomey outlines his conversation regarding the RFS with President Trump and his colleagues, which includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz, an attempt to change the policy. In announcing its intention to file Chapter 11, Philadelphia Energy Solutions, LLC, blamed the RFS, saying the company spent more than $800 million on credits to comply with the law. But in response, Renewable Fuel Association President and CEO Bob Dineen told industry energy publication Platts that the bankruptcy had little to do with biofuel policy. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapoll and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
KNDY, your country. Let's talk music. Country remains the most popular radio format. If your preference is classic country, we've got you covered on an AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reaching back to the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Hear the artists you're familiar with and the songs you grew up with. If today's country is your style, tune FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and all-time favorites. Just the right blend, with an emphasis on the hottest artists and songs on the radio today. By the way, the latest hits are featured on the Country Top 40 Sunday mornings. with Bob Kingsley on FM 95.5. On the other side, Bill Miller reaches back Sunday afternoons with his program highlighting the best of the big band and standard classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And enjoy country classics from the 60s and 70s Sunday evening 6 to 7 with Herb's Country Classics. Ain't no bad country, just your favorite country on KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. Departing Governor Brownback wants Kansas residents to observe his final full day in office with prayer and fasting, but some critics are opting for pizza and beer. The governor's office designated today as a day of prayer and fasting. The governor is resigning at 3 p.m. tomorrow to become the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Freedom. Critics have posted plans on Facebook for a 24-hour by Brownback pizza and beer party starting at 3 p.m. today. An animal shelter in central Kansas is hoping to address rodent problems by using feral cats. Hutchinson News reports that the Hutchinson Animal Shelter's barn cat program matches feral cats with applicants who want to control rodent populations in barns, warehouses, or outdoor structures. The program allows the shelter to save more cats at no cost to the applicants. Cats who are matched with applicants will be neutered and vaccinated. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Pizza Basketball World Tour at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball-handling wizardry, and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selecttheseat.com. There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Circle H Center Pivot Repair.
Senator Pat Roberts posted on his Twitter account today that thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, many companies are giving Kansans a raise, including Home Depot, United Bank and Trust, Walmart, Verizon, Wells Fargo, Humana, Westar Energy, Starbucks, Bank of America, and AT&T. The Kansas legislature requires interns to sign agreements to keep anything that takes place or is said in a lawmaker's office confidential, or the interns could be fired. Employment law experts who reviewed the agreement for the Kansas City Star says it may violate the First Amendment. Legislative leaders say the agreement is intended to remind interns that private political discussions should stay private. This comes at the same time as the legislature is discussing ways to improve transparency in the State House and respond to sexual harassment at the Capitol. Backers of Kansas's incoming governor expect his elevation to boost his chances of keeping the job after this year's elections. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is scheduled to be sworn in tomorrow as governor. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Business and community leaders have formed a group to support the University of Nebraska as budget cuts loom. The group is called One Nebraska Coalition. It took out newspaper ads across the state over the weekend as part of an effort to share the good news about the university. Governor Ricketts has proposed a mid-year cut of 2% for state colleges and many agencies. They would face another cut of 4% in 2018-2019. State revenue reports have been disappointing for many months. A former assistant city attorney for Council Bluffs has been sentenced to 5 years of probation after pleading guilty to conspiring to distribute a large amount of marijuana. The U.S. Attorney's Office says yesterday that 44-year-old Don Bauermeister of Omaha was sentenced to probation and ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. Bauermeister resigned in June. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-A-N, radio.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Representatives with Central Valley Ag met last week with Washington County commissioners and requested a 10-year property tax abatement for a proposed new grain handling facility at the K-15, K-148 intersection south of Washington to the south of the county airport. An earlier request to purchase the airport property to allow for an FAA-mandated height restriction was denied. It was noted the current plans call for the facility to remain 2 feet below that level with a pair of 750,000 bushel grain bins and two dump pits with 20,000 bushel per hour capability each. The truck facility would double the current capacity throughout the county and would serve as longer-term storage. Industrial revenue bonds would pose no risk to Washington County or taxpayers and would be solicited privately. Current neighborhood revitalization guidelines allow a 3-year property tax abatement. A second phase of the project could include a full-service agronomy plant with an up to additional 3 million bushel storage and a fueling site. Outside construction, the project is not expected to net any new jobs, but will streamline operations. Central Valley currently has 4 storage sites in Washington County, but concerns with deferred maintenance don't make it practical to expand those sites. No action was taken at the meeting. In other business, commissioners discussed 5-year bridge plan and selected 3 for repair this year. Marshall County commissioners meeting last week conducted mostly routine business. They discussed options for a food service contractor for the Sunshine Inn Nutrition site at the Helvering Center, but made no decisions. Nemahawk County Commissioners meeting last week discussed plans to get a permit to replace a bridge in Berwick Township. They discussed possibly straightening out the road in the area as well. Senior Services and Public Transit Director advised of possible locations for a new senior center in Seneca. These will be discussed during a public hearing slated February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Seneca Nutrition Center. Dorothy M. Clays, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service and burial will be private. A visitation is planned Sunday noon until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Clays.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At KNDY, we're proud to offer the news you can use that affects your family, your lifestyle. Breaking up-to-date national and international news from ABC, top of every hour, 24/7. And we cap that with the latest local weather forecast. Our expanded news blocks at 7, 12, and 5 also feature both Kansas and Nebraska news headlines, as well as local news. Stories and sources you can trust make us your first choice. Our news blocks also feature expanded weather briefs, letting you know what's ahead, as well as business and ag market updates. Start the day in the know with a 7 a.m. news block. Take time out over your lunch hour with the midday update, and take us home after work with the 5 o'clock block. Our expanded news blocks make staying up to date easy. And if you missed those, we now offer a podcast of a daily morning news block on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgy.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Temperatures continue to fluctuate as we head through our forecast. Over the next couple of days, we do have unseasonably warm temperatures, but a cold front works its way into the area late on Wednesday, bringing temperatures a little closer where they should be for this time of the year, but that'll be fairly short-lived as we have another warm-up for the end of the work week and into the beginning of our weekend, followed by another cool-down as we finish out our weekend. Not a lot of moisture for these boundaries to work with, but we do have a chance to see seeing some snow late this weekend. Taking a closer look at our forecast, high and low 50s this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy. Tonight's clear to partly cloudy, low near 32, high of 49 on Wednesday, occasional sun. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, low near 25. Thursday, sunny, high of 32. On Friday, we'll have occasional sun, warmer, with a high of 42 degrees. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood.
Come to Reflections Hallmark for the sweetest gifts for Valentine's Day. They have the cards and gifts for everyone, like the cute and cuddly vintage-style sweetheart Mickey and Minnie Mouse plush animals. So sweet. You'll want to see all the new spring and Valentine's merchandise and to check out the 50% off or more Christmas clearance while you're in. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late January 41, record high on this date 70 in 2013. The average low 20, the record low was 9 below 0 in 1966. Sunset this evening 5:41, sunrise in the morning at 7:30.
Most of the foods we routinely store in the fridge are better left out. We will share a few examples today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. 32nd President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was born on this day, and the Lone Ranger made his radio debut in 1933. There's no harm in refrigerating things like honey, pickles, or maple syrup. But the truth is, unless you like them cold, they needn't be. Here are some other foods that are better unrefrigerated. If covered, butter is safe on the counter for several days, and much more spreadable. Refrigeration will make bread go stale faster, and it makes ground coffee lose moisture and flavor. Potatoes like cool dark storage, but the fridge is too cold. Use a paper bag instead, and keep onions out of the fridge. Not only will they soften more quickly, they'll make everything else smell like onions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. They have the new 2018 models, including 1500 and 2500 models, plus the new Chevy Equinox and Chevy Impala for 2018 are available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Svi Mikhailuk had 22 points to lead four Kansas players in double figures, and the seventh-ranked Jayhawks beat Kansas State 70-56 last night to retain sole possession of the Big 12 lead. Devontae Graham added 16 points, and Malik Newman had 13 for the Jayhawks, who are now 18-4, 7-2 in conference play. The Kansas Jayhawks celebrated the Kansas Day holiday with their seventh straight victory over their biggest conference rival. Dean Wade had 20 points and 8 rebounds, and Xavier Sneed scored 10 for the Wildcats, who are now 16-6, 5-4 in conference play. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll play Oklahoma State Saturday at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas State heads to number 15, West Virginia, on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
The retirement auction for Knight Farms of Lyons, Kansas is a complete liquidation of a large farming operation and includes late model tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, hay equipment, trucks, trailers, pickups, tools, parts, and support equipment. Bidding is open now, and each of more than 480 items will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Tuesday, February 13th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour, and
at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball handling wizardry and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selecttheseat.com.
The latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll was released yesterday, and Wichita State moved up to number 16 in the latest AP Top 25. Meanwhile, KU dropped to number 7. The top 10 looking like this: Villanova, Virginia, Purdue, Duke, Michigan State, Xavier, Kansas at number 7, followed by Cincy, Arizona, and Texas Tech. The Royals have signed Alcides Escobar to a $2.5 million contract for next season, keeping their longtime shortstop on the roster after reaching free agency this offseason. The sides agreed to the framework of a deal last week, but it wasn't announced until yesterday. And the Kansas City Chiefs have announced the retirement of assistant head coach Brad Childress and promoted Mike Kafka to quarterback's coach as part of a series of changes to coach Andy Reid's staff. The 61-year-old Childress was head coach of the Minnesota Vikings from 2006 to 2010. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Riley County. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Donovan West. Hanover's host to Washington County. Frankfort at home versus Troy. Axtell tips off at Onega. Lynn travels to Wetmore, and Centralia entertains Rock Creek. Diller Odell opens play this week in the Pioneer Conference Tournament.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
C&K Services is thrilled about the Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams and the athletes' awesome dedication and talent. The fans know the girls and guys will do a phenomenal job at this week's events. So good luck, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support our athletes. Midwest Ready Mix wishes the Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams best of luck. The fans look forward to seeing the athletes compete at the games and events this week. Keep your eye on the prize. Win or lose, the Blue Jays will always be winners in the eyes of their fans. From all of us at Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha, United Bank and Trust is proud of the mighty Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams. These athletes will show what they are made of when the girls and guys bring home the victories from the games this week. Good luck from your friends and fans at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, banking your way of life. Member FDIC.
In a busy world where we're overwhelmed with media choices, how can we make your life easier? Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. We're connected with the local events and day-to-day activities that you're involved in. We're a part of your community. Our advertisers are your friends and neighbors as we all work together for a brighter future. Whether it's a live broadcast, an upcoming function, important news, or just a friend to keep you company, tune to KNDY. We feature today's hot new country and all-time favorites on FM 95.5 and streaming online at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app. Don't forget our classic country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. News and information you can use with the latest technology at work. We're here for you and always appreciate your loyal listenership. Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. It grows in water, soil, indoors or out. The papyrus is a versatile plant that is easy to grow and fun to propagate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The papyrus has long leafless stems topped by a cluster of fine leafy bracts that resemble an umbrella. Heights vary from 18 inches to 4 feet or more. Grow papyrus indoors in a bright location in a container filled with a quality potting mix. Keep the soil moist or set the pot in a shallow dish filled with water. Start new plants from the tip of the stem. Cut off the top few inches of the stem and place it upside down in a glass of water or well-drained potting mix. The leafy stem tip will be in the water or potting mix while the leafless stem points upward toward the ceiling. Roots and new shoots will form over the next few weeks. Soon you'll have a new plant to share or add to your indoor garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Storefronts that were once full were now empty. What could be done? How could a small town of 1,000 turn it around? Here's one place making it happen. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th, and you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
50 years ago, all 20 or so storefronts on Main Street in Calico Rock, Arkansas, were full with tenants. By 2000, that number was just one. Local citizens set out to do something about it. Stephen Mitchell was one of those who helped as a part of the Calico Rock Museum Foundation.
People who wanted to see Calico Rock grow and no longer be a dilapidated place where no one wanted to go and no one was coming, and instead being a welcoming front door.
The Museum Foundation began raising money for projects in the community. They began by looking at what made their location stand out from others.
John Grisham wrote a book, Calico Joe. It was on the New York Times bestseller. He was very kind to let us have 10 signed copies of that book that we could then auction off and sell, which raised about $5,000 for the project.
A good start and good publicity, but it would take much more. Began raising funds and sharing the story of what the town could become. Then they looked to buy some of those abandoned storefronts. Today, they have 7 such buildings.
We have museums in 3 of the buildings, and then in each of those museums, there are small gift shops. The hope is, and so far the achievement has been, that the sale of those items supports the operation of those buildings.
And besides the museums and gift shops, they added another business to the mix.
We also have a small cafe that operates at lunchtime, which provides another outlet for people to stop. We found that if there was food, in addition to 2 or 3 businesses, that more people would stop.
And more people are stopping here. Stephen shares a few tips next time as we travel the countryside in Calico Rock, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Can you guess the very first cheese made in America? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's a clue. The immigrants that brought it here made it in their homes, which they called cottages, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider
consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit SuccessfulMarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
When Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey, she was actually eating cottage cheese. Miss Muffet was an early trendsetter because it's still a popular food item today. Jennifer Giambroni is the Director of Communications for the California Milk Advisory Board. She says by the mid-1800s, the term cottage cheese was a part of American vocabulary.
And it was for this form of simple cheese that we were making at home, you know, kind of cooking down milk and cream. The interesting thing is they think that this was really the first cheese made in America, which makes sense. It's a fresh cheese that you make at home very easily. You don't have to age it or anything like that. And so it would be something that people ate on a regular basis.
Giambroni says they did a survey of Americans to find out where they thought the name cottage cheese came from. One of the common misnomers was that it came from a city named Cottage in England, but it really just refers to the homes that the immigrants lived in when they came to America. They called them cottages. You can still make cottage cheese at home, but most of what we consume today is made commercially.
It's made by adding acid to a pasteurized milk. This causes the milk solids and the whey to separate. So this could be either a bacterial culture or kind of a food-grade acid like vinegar. And then after the curd is formed, it's gently cut into pieces that allow additional whey to drain from the curds. And then the curds are further cooked and pressed to expel more of that whey. And then they're rinsed and salt is added.
Giambroni says, on average, each American eats 2 pounds of cottage cheese per year. Find more interesting facts about cottage cheese at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
God be with you till we meet again.
For veterinary technicians, training includes knowing what to do at the business end of a dairy cow. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The University of Tennessee's Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center serves as a hands-on training ground for veterinary technician students from nearby Columbia State Community College. Dr. Kevin Thompson heads the center.
We have a production dairy so that they can actually come and participate in the milking process, many of the health management practices, and many of the nutritional management practices on a daily basis.
Students like Erica Seekel value that contact.
Oh, most definitely. Especially if you want to do a large animal, if you want to go out into the cattle or you want to do beef or dairy, it definitely gets you that hands-on experience and that knowledge that you need dealing with the calves, the moms, everything.
Dave Johnson is the research farm manager.
That's important for a veterinarian to be able to have somebody that knows how to handle cows and work cows through a chute or corral area and properly restrain them.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the New York Times recently outlined what the North American Free Trade Agreement means for three items notorious for their association with American culture. Combined, what should be considered for a country song title, the article details the cross-border trade of beer, bacon, and blue jeans. The article notes that a change in trade policy could change the future of three American icons. Mexico relies on U.S. to ship beer-making ingredients across the border to brew up a batch, then returns to the U.S. as Mexico's biggest agriculture exports to the U.S. Now, more than half of the barley exported from the U.S. goes to Mexico, and most of the hops that Mexico imports comes from the U.S. As for bacon, many feeder pigs are born in Canada, then shipped to the U.S. for farmers to finish, that ultimately lead to bacon. Under world trade rules, neither the U.S. nor Canada charges a tariff on imported pork, but U.S. pork would face a tariff of some 20% when moving into Mexico, and blue jeans made in Mexico use U.S. cotton from 17 states. A no NAFTA future would mean jeans made in Mexico, bound for the U.S., would also face a steep tariff. A new partnership seeks to assess agricultural practices and strategies to further improve water quality in the U.S. USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, along with the Sand County Foundation, Noble Research Institute, and Farm Foundation, have launched the National Agriculture Water Quality Practice Assessment this week. The group says the assessment seeks to better understand how effective agricultural management practices are improving water quality. According to a statement, the year-long project will define current baseline knowledge about managing agriculture land to improve conservation outcomes. The report will also identify critical gaps in knowledge as well as strategies to advance agricultural conservation adaptation and effectiveness. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
In Mid-America Ag Network, some strong gains for Kansas City wheat here on Tuesday. Crop condition ratings for winter wheat, not all that great. Kansas really having some issues with it, and so that's helping prices boost for Kansas City wheat. March is up 15 at 468. May is up 14 and three quarters at 482 and a half. Corn and soybeans doing well also. March corn up 2 and a quarter at 361. May up 2 and a quarter at 369 and a quarter. March soybeans up 8 at 9.99 and a half. May beans up 8 at 10.10 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal is up $3.40 at 3.40.80. May is up $3.40 at 3.44.20. Bean oil has turned around and is now pushing higher. March bean oil at 32.89. That's up 2 points. May is at 33.09. That's up 2 points as well. So things look good all across the soy complex. On the other hand, livestock numbers have been problematic through much of the day, but starting to see a turnaround for feeder cattle at least. February live cattle down 50 at 125.20. April down 45 at 124.55. The feeder cattle, as I said, seem to be turning around a bit. March at 146.95, that's still down a nickel, but April feeders are up 42 at 147.72, and all the later months are in the green too. So a bit of a turnaround for feeder cattle. Feb hogs down 20 at 72.20. April hogs down 55 at 72.87. So we'll just have to call it mixed numbers across the livestock complex here in the middle of the day on Tuesday. March cotton down 101 at 77.35. May cotton down 95 at 78.24. We had that string of very good days here a couple of weeks in a row, but that is coming to a screeching halt the last couple of days for cotton, really having some issues. Now, March crude oil is down $1.19 at 64.37. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, sharing with you a story from the California Farm Bureau Federation, headlined, Long Dry Spell Prompts Early Irrigations. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Again, the headline from the California Farm Bureau Federation a week ago read like this: long dry spell prompts early irrigations. And the story goes on. In less than 12 months, Joe Valenti went from having far too much water to not nearly enough. Valenti said every year is different in agriculture. He was standing in a vineyard near Lodi that needed a rare infusion of irrigation water in December. He said this time last year we were dealing with flood water with more than twice normal rainfall. This year it's just kind of been the opposite. Such was life in the Sacramento and San Joaquin Valleys last month, where the near total absence of rain forced farmers to turn on the irrigation pumps. How dry was it? Well, this dry. Stockton, California received 0.05 of an inch of rain in December, compared to the normal 2.22 inches. And in December of 2016, it was 0.2 inch. Fresno saw 0.04 of an inch of rain last month, compared with 2.5 inches a year previously. Joe said in a normal year, if there is a normal year anymore, it's probably more toward the middle of May that we'd start irrigating. He manages orchards and vineyards for a longtime friend of ours based in Lodi, Couts Farms, John and Gail, who are in the wine industry along with several other crops they're producing. But anyway, you come out of the springtime with adequate moisture in the soil, and then you're able to run on that for a little bit. And then typically about the middle of May, we'll start irrigating with a drip irrigation. But Valenti said he ran drip irrigation on the vines and trees for about 48 hours in mid-December. Back with the final word after this message.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Agricultural tires take a beating. Keeping up with regular inspections and making sure the tires are in good condition will help them last longer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Tires play a huge role in how your farm machinery performs. These machines are out in the dirt, mud, and snow year-round, so it's important to give them regular inspections. Look for cracks or cuts in the sidewalls. Make sure nuts and bolts are tight and the tire pressure is correct. Underinflated tires can increase fuel cost, tire wear, and downtime. Brad Harris is the manager of Global Field Engineering for Firestone Ag. He says tires that are too flat can also do some serious damage to the cords and fabrics inside the tires.
It's just like taking a piece of wire. If we bend it too many times, it comes apart, and that's what's happening. And if we run on underinflated tires, we overflex them, causing damage to the internal construction, and then it won't be able to hold the air, or it'll start coming apart, and then we're investing money and putting new tires on that piece of equipment.
Also, check the tread. Harris says if they're less than about 20% of the original tread or skid depth, it may be time to think about new tires.
On dry years, having that 20% skid, we're fine. It's when we get into those wet or stickier conditions, when we have less tread than that, then we start losing that traction in the field and we can get stuck. So we look at the spec of the tire, what it's supposed to be. If we don't have more than 20%, let's talk to our dealer and start planning on putting new rubber on that piece of equipment.
If you notice uneven wear on your tires, it may be a result of improper inflation or a sign that the tires need to be rotated. Check with your owner's manual for recommendations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tire tips at agriculture.com.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. U.S. Custom Harvesters has a new president. He is Jim Dibert of Colby, Kansas. Dibert spent the last year as vice president of the organization. Along with his move up to the presidency, a new vice president and a new board member were elected last weekend.
J.C. Skimber will be our vice president this year. He and his family have been very active and involved in U.S. Custom Harvesters for a long time. His parents actually just got inducted to the Hall of Fame as well this year. And then we added on a new board member. His name is Rafe Jellis. He's out of Nebraska. He had done grain harvesting, and he's currently switched over to forage harvesting within the past few years.
Raina Zeller is a U.S. Custom Harvesters board member from Harrington, Kansas. She says the organization's board is quite diverse.
We have three forage, and the rest are grain. We have a guy from Texas. We have a few from Kansas. And Nebraska, I think, are the representatives that we have currently.
U.S. Custom Harvesters with a new president, vice president, and a new board member for 2018. In other news, farmers and ranchers have less than a week to submit their information to the Department of Agriculture as part of the Census of Agriculture. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says producers should respond online at agaccounts.usda.gov or by mail by February 5th. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the census for farmers is, quote, their voice, their future, their opportunity, while saying USDA needs to hear from all farmers and ranchers. Everyone who received the 2017 Census of Agriculture questionnaire is required to return it, even if they are not currently farming. The first few qualifying questions on the form will determine whether completing the entire questionnaire is necessary. After the deadline, USDA NAS will begin follow-up contact methods to collect responses. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out.
KNDY.